Mr. Camille, could you just play that song that you're playing in the background for a minute and just give the others some time? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, saints. Good evening.
Bless the Lord, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Good
The word
evening,
of
everyone.
the word of this song says,
Lord.
shout to the Lord, all the earth. Let us sing honor and majesty. Praise to our King. Nothing compares to the promise we have in him. And so we bless his name tonight, that one more time we can come together collectively, you know, in his presence. My God, in his presence, there is fullness of joy. And so we bless the Lord when we can gather together in this fashion. We are here tonight, my God, for the word. We are here to dwell in his presence and to worship him. And so I pray that tonight, my God, we will lay aside everything that easily beset us, my God, and we will worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Sister Camille prayed earlier. She said, search us and know us, Lord. Try us. If there be anything in us that would have hindered us from dwelling in your presence completely, wholeheartedly. Shed it from us and set us free, free into a time of worship, free into a time, my God, where we our focus and our gaze is upon him. So tonight, I implore us just to let go, set aside all those little stuff that would have distracted us, and let our focus be upon the Lord as we dwell in his presence. So we thank him and we invite his holy presence to saturate the platform, saturate each home represented here. And as we surrender to him, we ask him to lead us, my God, and help us to follow after his leading. Praise the Lord. At this time, I hand over to Sister Radian, who will lead us into a time of devotion. Praise God. Over to you, Sister Radian.
Bless the name of the Lord and good night, everyone. God bless
night,
you tonight.
Sis.
Hallelujah.
Night,
truly, God
good
is
night, sis.
Amazing. Good night. Hallelujah. The Lord is excellent. Hallelujah. He is amazing. And it's just a wonderful feeling when we can join together and worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Hallelujah. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given Jesus Christ, his Son. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given Jesus Christ, his Son. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich because of what the Lord has done for us. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich because of what the Lord has done for us. Give thanks. Hallelujah. Consume me, Lord, with the fire of your spirit. Consume me, Lord, and make me more like thee. Break me
Hallelujah.
and mend the broken
Jesus,
pieces
hallelujah.
of my
Hallelujah,
life.
Jesus, Jesus.
I wanna be used, Lord, by you. Hallelujah. Consume me, Lord, with the fire of your spirit. Consume us, Lord. Consume me, Lord, and make me more like thee. Break I want to be used,
Jesus.
Lord, by you. Here's my worship. Take joy in it. Make it your dwelling place. Hallelujah. I wanna put a smile on your face. I present my heart to you. I present my life to you. Oh, here's my worship. Take joy in it. Make it your dwelling place. I wanna put a smile on your face. I present my heart to you. I present my life to you. Oh, I present I give my all to you, Jesus, heart to you. Ooh, I present my life to you. Hallelujah. Brethren, as we join the platform, I don't want you to think of it as just another night. Hallelujah. But it's an opportunity where we can come into the house of the Lord and worship him and honor him. And so tonight, I'm going to ask you to give off your best praise to God tonight.
Hallelujah.
Think about this being the last night. If this was your last night and you had the last worship to give the Lord tonight, what would you give him? Hallelujah. So let's continue to worship while I sing. Hallelujah. Here's my worship. Take joy in it. Hallelujah. Make it your dwelling place. Thank you, Jesus. I wanna put a smile on your
Oh,
face.
Jesus.
I present my hallelujah heart to you. I present
Jesus.
my life to you. Oh, Lord, I'm available to you.
Jesus.
Lord Jesus, my will I
Hallelujah.
give to you. I'll do what you say, Lord. Use me, Lord, to show someone
Mighty God. Hallelujah.
the way, and enable me to say, Lord Jesus, my storage is empty,
Jesus.
and I am available to you.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Use me, Lord,
Hallelujah, Jesus.
to
Yes,
show
Lord.
someone the
Oh,
way
Jesus.
and enable me to say,
Mighty God.
Jesus.
Lord Jesus, my storage is empty.
Oh, Lord.
And
Oh,
I
Jesus.
am available.
Jesus.
My storage is empty. Hallelujah. And I am available. My storage is empty. Hallelujah. And I am available to you. Hallelujah. I love that part of the song, hallelujah, that says, my storage is empty and
My
I
God.
am available to you. Hallelujah. When we come to the
Hallelujah.
Lord, we want to come empty.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Expecting something.
Oh, Jesus.
Hallelujah, so
Hallelujah.
that the Lord can fill us. Hallelujah. If we come filled already, there is no way that the Lord can fill us up. So we have to come empty tonight. Hallelujah, so that the Lord can
Mighty
fill
God.
us, so that we can be
Jesus.
available. Hallelujah,
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, God. Our storage is empty tonight, and we are available for your use. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Can we just unmute and just send up some praise unto the Lord tonight?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
Hallelujah.
because truly He is
Hallelujah.
amazing.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Let's
Glory
just
to your name,
empty
Jesus.
everything
You are
tonight.
worthy, mighty
Hallelujah,
God.
so that the Lord
You are
can
worthy,
fill us
Jesus.
tonight.
You are worthy
Hallelujah,
to be
empty
praised, Lord.
everything. Everything.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Empty
Take
and
up
broken, we
off
come to
all of the
tonight,
burdens.
our God.
Hallelujah,
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Our spirit is
Hallelujah.
delivered,
If there's
Lord.
something that is bugging your mind at this
Lord God.
moment, give it over
Hallelujah.
to the Lord. Come
Oh,
available
Jesus.
for
You are
Him to
worthy,
use.
mighty God.
Hallelujah. For
Hallelujah.
Him to touch you,
Hallelujah.
mighty
Our
God.
spirit
For
is
Him to
delivered,
renew
mighty
you,
God. We
mighty
are
God.
available.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
Lord. You
You
are worthy,
cannot be
Jesus.
burdened in this atmosphere.
Thank
To let it
you,
go,
mighty God. You are
Hallelujah, and
worthy,
let God.
Jesus.
Just let it go. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You
Free
are
tonight.
worthy, King of Kings,
Hallelujah. Be
Lord of
flexible
Lords.
in the hands of the
Hallelujah,
Lord tonight.
mighty God. You are
Let the
worthy,
name of
Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. You are
Hallelujah.
worthy, mighty God. You are worthy, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Our spirit is empty tonight, Lord. We are available to you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Help us, mighty God, to show someone the way. Hallelujah. Great is your mercies, Lord. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let us
Oh,
pray tonight.
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Jesus, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Heavenly Father, you are awesome, Lord God Jesus. We
Hallelujah.
thank you for being the excellent God. Hallelujah. We hail you and we lift you up, Lord God, because you are great. Lord Jesus, there is none like you, Lord, and we are so grateful, hallelujah, to serve this amazing God. Lord Jesus, tonight, Lord God, I pray, Lord Jesus, that you renew us. Lord God, that you wash us, Lord God.
Yes,
If we came, Lord God Jesus, down and depressed, Lord God, I
Lord.
pray, Lord God, that you lift those burdens tonight, Lord God Jesus, so we can be free to worship you and honor you, Lord God Jesus. I pray, Lord God Jesus, that tonight, Lord God, you will move like never before. Lord God Jesus, that you, Lord God, will take full control. I pray, Lord God, that self will utterly be slain. Hallelujah. So that you can get the glory that you deserve tonight. Lord God
Hallelujah.
Jesus, hallelujah. There are people here, Lord God, who need
Jesus.
deliverance. There are those here who
Yes,
need
Lord.
healing. Lord God Jesus, there are those here who are
Oh,
worried. Lord
Jesus.
God Jesus, about tomorrow. Lord God Jesus, about their finances. Lord God, they came with different, Lord God, situations. Lord, but what we know, Lord
Mighty
God
God.
Jesus, hallelujah, is that you are the great God,
Jesus.
hallelujah. And there's nothing that you can't do. Lord God, you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could possibly
Oh,
ask or
Jesus.
think. So it doesn't matter what each individual came with tonight. Lord God, we know, Lord God, that you are able to deliver. Lord God Jesus, we know that you are able, Lord God Jesus, hallelujah, to answer our petitions, Lord God Jesus. Lord God, we thank you for tonight. Lord God Jesus, we thank you for another night, Lord God, where we can gather
Yes,
with our
Lord.
brothers and sisters, Lord God Jesus, and worship you, Lord God Jesus. Hallelujah. And honor you, Lord God. It's a
Oh,
privilege, Lord
Jesus.
God Jesus, when we think about in other countries, Lord God, where Christians, Lord God Jesus, are being persecuted. Lord God, they're being jailed, Lord God Jesus, just because they
Mighty
want to
God.
serve the Lord. They're being killed, Lord God. Churches are being burned down, Lord God Jesus, because they don't want, Lord God Jesus, Christianity to go on. Lord God Jesus, there's so much that is going on, Lord God. But here we have the opportunity to worship you freely, Lord God,
Mighty
on this
God.
platform, Lord God Jesus. And so we want to thank you tonight, Lord God Jesus. Hallelujah, God. We sang that song, Use Us, Lord, to show someone the way.
Yes,
Hallelujah,
Lord.
Jesus. We want to be
Jesus.
vessels, Lord God.
Oh,
Hallelujah, that can be
Jesus.
used to show somebody else the way,
Jesus.
Lord God, Jesus. We want to be
Jesus.
available for your use, Lord God. And so I pray tonight, Lord God, that you cleanse our vessel, Lord God, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Oh,
So it
mighty
can be
God.
filled by you, Lord God, Jesus.
Mighty God.
Hallelujah. Thank you for tonight.
Yes,
We
Lord.
honor you, Lord God, with everything that will be said and done. We thank you, Lord God
Hallelujah.
Jesus, and we put it into your hands in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Can we just worship the Lord
Hallelujah.
one more time?
Hallelujah. Worship you. We
Hallelujah.
worship
Jesus
you,
of
Jesus.
Jesus.
Glory to God. Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory
Jesus,
to
you're
God.
worthy, Lord
Glory,
God,
glory,
of all
hallelujah.
praise.
Glory.
Oh,
Lord, rejoice
hallelujah,
in you,
Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God,
When
thank
the
you, Lord.
enemy lie
Thank you,
tonight, Jesus.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Bless the name of the Lord. I greet you all in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Welcome again to another, service by the Paraportal Ministry, International Ministry. And I am happy to have you here with us tonight. We are all happy that you're here with us tonight. And I trust
Delight.
that you will be free to worship. Don't be
Amen.
afraid to unmute and shout a praise if you want to. You're free to worship. This is Liberty Hall. This platform is Liberty Hall. So you can
Amen.
unmute whenever you
Amen.
like and worship the Lord. Hallelujah. Don't be afraid tonight. Hallelujah. That's the name of the Lord. So the theme of my devotion to tonight is, if it costs you nothing, it is worth absolutely nothing. If it costs you nothing, it is worth absolutely nothing. And the first Bible reading is taken from Mark 12 and verse 41 to 44. Hallelujah. And I will read in your hearing. Jesus sat over against the treasury and beheld how the people cast the money into the treasury. And many that were rich cast in much. And there came a certain poor widow, and she threw in two mites, which make a farthing. And he called unto him his disciples and said unto them, Verily I say unto you, that this poor widow had cast more in than all they which have cast into the treasury. for all they did cast in of their abundance, but she of her want did cast in all that she had, even all her living. This is the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. So tonight I have a question to ask you all. So this is a scenario. You are in need of assistance, and you ask your brother for money as well as your sister for money. Your brother gave you $20,000, and your sister only gave you $5,000. Which of these of your sibling would you appreciate more? Your brother who gave the $20,000, or your sister who gave the $5,000? You can answer in the chat. Gonna give you a chance to answer. So I know you appreciate both of them because they're your siblings, but you have to choose one, all right? So, your brother who gave you $20,000, or your sister who gave you $5,000, which one would you appreciate more? Well, true, Sister Kenesha, but I'm getting to that. So, choose whether it's your brother that you'd appreciate more or your sister. Your brother gave you, what, four times? What your sister gave you. All right, Sister Camille said the one who gave me their best. So nobody's choosing the two of them. Oh my. Nobody's choosing. I wonder if some siblings are online tonight, and that's why nobody wants to choose. Anybody else? I see Sister Kenesha answering the chat, Sister Camille, Sister Lynette. Sister Kenesha again. Okay, yes. Shanique said my brother. Lyria says the one that gave from their heart. Samsung, I'm not sure who that is, but that one says the one who gave both from their heart. Romaine says both. Sister Lem said my sister. Okay, all right. Sister Chantel says both. All right, so nobody's really choosing except Sister Shanique. but let's go on to the next part of the scenario. So your brother makes $1 million. He's a medical doctor, so he makes $1 million per month. Your sister is a security guard, and she works only $6,000 a month. So but Sister Kenesha gave it away in the chat actually. So the brother works a lot amount of money. $1 million a month, that's a lot of money, yo. But the sister, $6,000, and decided to give you what, 5,000. So that's about 80 something percent of her earnings to you. Whereas the brother now just give you like a 2% of his earning. Hallelujah. Jesus, hallelujah. So I gave you that scenario to show you that it's not based on the amount. And a lot of persons I realized in the chat, they were looking on the amount, even though the brother gave more, the sister gave less, but they weren't looking on the amount. It is the heart. I think, sister, let me see who said it earlier. Sister Lynette, I believe. Lyria, sorry. Sister Lyria, the person who gave from their heart. And that is what this parable was about with that woman. Hallelujah. That Jesus was talking about. This woman, this poor widow. She gave all her earnings, all her livings. And Jesus brought this to the disciples' attention and said, "This woman, hallelujah, she gave her all. She cast more than the others, even though they are rich and they probably gave more. She gave more of herself because it came from her heart. And so it's a sacrifice. Hallelujah. With the brother situation, $20,000 is nothing to him. But $5,000 is a lot to your sister because of only $6,000 she earned per month. So it took a lot of sacrifice, hallelujah, for her to give that to you. And that's the same thing that the Lord wants. He wants a sacrifice that comes from the heart. Your worship, if it costs you nothing, it is worth nothing. If your faith in God don't cost you nothing, then it is worth nothing. If you didn't have to sacrifice something or give up something for the Lord, it is worth nothing. Because it's not coming from the heart, it's just coming so-so. So if it doesn't cost you anything, it is not worth anything. And another story that we can look on is the story of Cain and Abel. Hallelujah. Let's go over to Genesis chapter 4, that story. And Adam knew Eve, his wife. That's Genesis chapter 4, reading from verse 1 to 7. And Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain, and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord, and she again bare his brother Abel. And Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. And in process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. And Abel, he also brought of the firstlings of his flock and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering. But unto Cain and to his offering, he had not respect. And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. And I always thought about this story. Why is it that God never accepted Cain's sacrifice, but accepted Abel's sacrifice? Is it that God is partial? No, he isn't. But when you go on to verse 6 and verse 7, and the Lord said unto Cain, why art thou wroth? And why is thy countenance fallen? If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted? And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door, and unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. So I thought about two things. There are two things that we can take from this story. Hallelujah. With Cain and Abel, when I looked at both sacrifices, when you think about the history of sacrifices, the peace offering, the sin offering, usually you will hear of them sacrificing a ram or bullock or anything that sheds blood, right? But when it comes on to fruits, you hardly ever hear of a sacrifice that is done with fruits in the Old Testament. Just like when, Jesus had to come and die and shed
You're muted, sister.
Sorry about that. We know that in history, blood sacrifice meant a lot versus this one that Cain had sacrificed. And when you think of a fruit, he brought fruit, something that you can pick and bring. Whereas for a sheep or a lamb or a ram, you have to hunt that sometimes in order to make the sacrifice. So even that one, that first scenario, shows you that he put more effort. He put some effort into making the sacrifice. And not just that, when you look on verse 6 and 7, the posture of his heart was also important. So it wasn't just the sacrifice, Because of course, God will accept that sacrifice because there's something known as grain offering. So he does accept fruit. God does accept that sacrifice. But the posture of one's heart when he's making a sacrifice is very important. Cain, when he realized that the Lord didn't accept his sacrifice, him get vexed. Instead of trying, and further down in the story, we realize that he killed his brother. Instead of changing his sacrifice or changing his way, he decided that, look here, I'm gonna kill my brother, I'm gonna kill my competition. His heart didn't change. The Lord wanted him to change the position of his heart, but he didn't. Instead, he killed his brother. Hallelujah. But in Hebrews 11, verse 4, it says, by faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous. Hallelujah. God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead, yet speaketh. So even when he died, his sacrifice still spoke for him. Hallelujah. God was still thinking about his sacrifice. It was still impactful even after his death. Hallelujah. And so tonight, the lesson, and I'm bringing back the theme, if it costs you nothing, then it's worth nothing. Hallelujah. You have to sacrifice something to the Lord for it to mean something. Hallelujah. Faith without works, the scripture said, is dead. You have to put in work. You have to make effort. Hallelujah. For those who of us who are teachers, when we set an exam, and if the student fail, we expect that the next time the exam come around, the student is going to study so that they can actually pass the exam. We don't expect them to frown and say, I give up. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to study. No, that's not the behavior that we want from our students. We want them to work harder. And the same with the Lord. He wants us to put in the effort. Hallelujah. And when he sees our efforts, he will reward us. Hallelujah. When we pray, as scripture says, I'm not remembering where that comes from. When we pray, when we fast, hallelujah, when we put in that work, then the Lord will reward us openly. That's what the word of God says. So we have to put in some work. Hallelujah. So I bless God for you, and I hope that tonight, hallelujah, you will know that it's not about the sacrifice itself, but it's the heart as well that goes with the sacrifice. It's not how loud you shout. It's not if you can run the aisles on a Sunday. It's not if you can pray the longest. None of that matters to the Lord unless your heart is positioned at the right place. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So I pray that tonight you have received that word. Hallelujah. We're going to go into our third Bible scripture, and that will be taken from 1 Samuel chapter 3, reading from verse 1 to 10. Quickly. So that's 1 Samuel chapter 3, reading from verse 1 to 10. Hallelujah. And I will read again in your hearing. And the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli. And the word of the Lord was precious in those days. There was no open vision. And it came to pass at that time when Eli was laid down in his place and his eyes began to wax dim that he could not see. And ere the lamp of God went out in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was, and Samuel was laid down to sleep. That the Lord called Samuel, and he answered, Here am I. And he ran unto Eli and said, "Here am I, for thou callest me." And he said, "I called not. Lie down again." And he went and lay down. And the Lord called yet again, "Samuel." And Samuel arose and went to Eli and said, "Here am I, for thou didst call me." And he answered, "I called not, my son, lie down again." Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, neither was the word of the Lord yet revealed unto him. And the Lord called Samuel again the third time, and he arose and went to Eli and said, "Here am I, for thou didst call me." And Eli perceiveth that the Lord had called the child. Therefore Eli said unto Samuel, "Go, lie down, and it shall be, if he call thee, that thou shalt say, 'Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth.'" So Samuel went and lay down in his place. Verse 10, and the Lord came and stood and called as at other times, "Samuel, Samuel." Then Samuel answered, "Speak, for thy servant heareth." This is the word of the Lord, and we honor it by saying, "Thanks be to God." Hallelujah. Truly, God is amazing tonight. Hallelujah. And I hope that tonight we will give God our best praise. Hallelujah, that we'll honor him with all that is within us. Let me lose myself and find it, Lord, in thee. May all self be slain, my friend, see only thee. Though it cause me grief and pain, I will find my life again. If I lose myself and find it, Lord, in thee. Oh, though it cost me grief and pain, I will find my life again. If I lose myself and find the Lord in thee, oh, though it cost me grief and pain, I will find my life again. If I lose myself and find the Lord in thee. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Let us lose ourselves, hallelujah, and find it in our heavenly Father. Hallelujah. It will cost us something when we're losing ourselves, but the end reward, what we'll gain at the end, will be so much greater if you just lose yourself, hallelujah, and find it in the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. At this time, I will hand over to Elder Edwards, hallelujah, and she will invite our speaker for tonight, hallelujah. Are you ready for the word tonight, saints of God?
Hallelujah.
Are you ready for the word of God tonight?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Turn your buckets
Glory
up and expect to receive of the Lord. Hallelujah. God bless you.
Praise God.
And in the holy name of
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Though it caused me grief and pain, I will find my life again. Let me lose myself and find it, Lord, in thee. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Indeed, God is amazing. Thank you, Sister Radiant, woman of God, for such an enriching devotion. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Indeed, the presence of the Lord is in this place. And so, as Sister Radiant has encouraged us to empty our buckets, my God, it is time for the word. So, as we empty our buckets, let us turn them up. Chote everything when I man, dash it out. Make it be empty and turn it up to receive, my God, from the word of God. And so at this time, I just want to invite Deacon Scott just to come to us with the word. Praise God. We need a word from God. We need to hear from him. And so Deacon Scott will be coming at this time. Praise God.
Bless the Lord. Amen, amen. Bless the
Hallelujah,
Lord, oh my
hallelujah.
soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. God is good.
Amen
Amen.
now,
And
praise
he
God.
is worthy to be praised. If ever a time we need a word from God, it is now, with so many uncertainties going on around us and so many gloom and sadness is whispering. It's time to hear the word of Almighty God. Thank you, Elder Edwards. Thank you, Sister Radiant, as well, for beautifully leading us in devotion. You know, if your gift does not cost you something, it will worth nothing. Amen. We give God thanks. And it's such a fitting and perfect word for a time like this. We could have just said the benediction and just head on out.
Amen.
Amen. We have been fed. I've been and the joy that she presented the word with, you know, you could see the joy of the Lord as our strength as she presented, and to God be the
The
glory.
glory.
Amen.
Amen. You can praise God.
It's not any sad Christian, it's a
No.
joyful Christian. And I love when people of God can do things for God joyfully. Amen. Can rejoice in doing it and not frowning. Amen. Doing it with one hand and the other hand saying another thing. But we give God thanks. Amen.
Amen.
All right. I believe the Lord has laid a word on my heart for us all tonight. I have labored over it for the past week or so, and it has been a joy for me to come and present it to you. It has gone through a lot of uncertainties, but I was able to, you know, depend on my God, my strength and my Redeemer. When I ask him that I need a word for him, for his people tonight. You know, if I give you my word, it's worth nothing. But when I give you the word of the Lord, it's worth everything. And I said, Lord, what do you want me to speak to your people about tonight? I want to hear from you. I want a word from you. And would you believe me tonight that the Lord said the topic for tonight is, we need to hear from you, Lord. When it was so, when it dropped in my spirit, I labored on it for a while, but then I reached a point where I realized that it's not my will, but God's will must be done. So, Sister Radiant would read the passage that is taken from First Samuel chapter 3, rather, from 1 to 10. And I want to introduce this topic tonight with the sound of silence. Amen. Let us pray. Let the word of my mouth, mighty God, and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. Lord, you are my strength and my redeemer. Plow the hearts of your people, make it be fertile, so that as your word, mighty God, impart, it will deposit in a heart that is yearning and waiting for you. I pray, mighty God, that it will minister to their circumstances and it will fulfill their demand, their need at a time like this. I pray, mighty God, that their heart will be changed and they will be challenged to take on the mantle and to walk with you from this day on. Mighty God, I pray that your word will illuminate their hearts and bring peace to their troubled mind. In Jesus' name, I pray, and for the glory of God. Amen. 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 Have you ever find yourself waiting anxiously for that life-changing call after a job interview, only to be met with silence? Have you ever endlessly checked your phone, hoping for a word from someone that you deeply care about, only to feel the weight of their absence with every passing moment? Or perhaps you stood by the bedside of a loved one, watched them struggle with every breath, yet feeling ultimately helpless in the profound quiet that surrounds you. If you have experienced those moments, moments like those, you know all too well the depth, the aching pain that silence can bring, a pain that echoes long after the waiting ends, the sound of silence. We live in a world full of noise, endless notification, 24 hours news, the humming of business, opinion, deadlines, fears, family expectations. And when everything is loud, it becomes hard to know what is true. Yet beneath it all, many of us carry a quiet hunger, a spiritual longing that says, I need to hear from you, Lord. Maybe you're facing a decision and don't know which way to turn. Maybe you're carrying a burden and don't know how to pray. Maybe the world feels so loud and dark that you are not even sure God is speaking anymore. If so, you're not alone tonight. The cry of our hearts today is simply profound. We need to hear from you, Lord. These moments when our prayers become so simple, Lord, we need to hear from you. Not because we are curious, but because we are tired of guessing. Not because we want new information, but because we need your direction, mighty God. We need courage. We need correction. We need comfort. Something sure enough to stand on in time like these. Will you examine with me the following 4 points, in which it will become clear to you that we need a word from God, and hearing from God changes everything. Hallelujah. One, the drought when the word is where. 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 1. Our passages have told us that it begins with a sobering observation. In those days, the word of the Lord was where. There was not many visions. We're talking about the drought that was happening in that time. This was a time of spiritual famine, the drought season. The lamp of God in the temple was burning low. Eli the priest was old and his eyes were growing weak. A picture not just a physical decline, but of spiritual dimness. The people were going through religious motions, but God's voice seemed distant. The Bible says the lamp was not yet out. This would suggest to me that even when people seem spiritually dim or fading, like Eli was, God's light remained present, reachable, and pursuing. When you are in a drought season, a season of personal or communal darkness, Don't assume God has abandoned you. Maybe he's close by, ready to speak or to rekindle your faith in him. The Ark of God signifies God's throne, his covenant faithfulness and presence. Samuel is in the place where God's presence dwells. The word of God tells us that he was beside the tabernacle. He was beside where God's presence was, right there in that very place where the Ark of the Covenant was. As believers, we need to seek God's presence in our daily lives, not merely in religious rituals. When we remain close to God, be intentional about living a prayerful life, reading the word and worship. This puts us in a posture to hear from God. In those days, the word of the Lord was rare. Nobody was really hearing the undiluted word of the Lord, so much so that the sons of Eli, they were found in the balance, were found wanting. You know, they would stand in the temple as they were priests standing in the temple, and they would molest the women as they would come, and they would coerce the people with the sacrifice and want to eat of the good of the rams. They want the part of the meat before it was even offered on the altar. And God was not pleased. The word of the Lord was rare in that time. Amen. It isn't that a description of the time that we're living in now? We have information at our fingertips, but revelation seems scarce. We have opinion everywhere, but the clear word of the Lord seems so hard to find. We fill our lives with religious activities, yet our soul hunger for the living voice of Almighty God. But notice where God chose to speak, not in the thunder of the temple rituals, but in a quiet darkness, in the quiet darkness of a young boy who didn't yet know the Lord. God often speaks when and where we least expect him to. Hallelujah. Samuel was in the house of God. The Bible said the lamp has not yet gone out. In the temple, God commanded that a lampstand be kept burning continually. When you look at the Old Testament, in the we see where the God would command that the lampstand in the temple would remain lit continually. The lamp was tended by priests so that it could burn from evening until morning. The verse that we read said that it was not yet gone out, meaning it was still early morning when Samuel would have gotten that encounter. It was still early morning, just before dawn, when the lamp oil would normally be running low. This set the scene. Samuel is sleeping in the temple, and the time is just before daybreak when God has spoken to him. Even when clarity seems distant, God is still at work. And sometimes what we call silence is actually God drawing us into maturity, teaching us to seek him, not just solutions. Hallelujah. Some of us may have experienced a season where you have prayed and prayed, but you still feel unsure. You read scriptures, but it doesn't seem to change your situation. You come to worship, but you carry heaviness. If that's you, you're not abandoned. Just resolve to lean on his everlasting arms. Book of Matthew 11, verse 28 to about 30 tells us that, come, unto me, all ye who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you shall find rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Amen. And so we look at the drought. Now we're going to look at the discipline, listening in the night. 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 2 to 9. It tells us that three times the Lord calls Samuel. Three times Samuel run to Elijah, thinking it was the old priest that was calling him. Finally, Eli perceived it's the Lord and gives Samuel the instruction to go and lay down. And if he calls again, say, "Speak, Lord, your servant is listening." In this, we find the essential discipline of posture for hearing God's voice. A discipline built on three foundational stones. Number one, acknowledge it is the Lord's. The discipline of discernment. Samuel's first lesson was in one identification. He had to learn the unique character of God's voice, distinct from Eli's voice. For us, the principle remains the same.
Yes.
God's voice is not the only voice in the hearing of our ears. We hear voices of culture. We hear voices of ambition. We hear voices of fear.
Yes.
We hear voices of well-meaning friends advising us to do certain things. And we hear our own anxious thoughts within us.
True.
The question is, how do we learn the shepherd's voice?
Mm-hmm.
How do we learn God's voice to know that God's voice is the one that makes the difference? The songwriter said, when he speaks, he released my troubled mind. It's the only voice that I hear that makes the difference. And I will follow one day at a time. How do we know to discern God's voice in the midst of the noise and the confusion, the chaotic world that we are living in? How do we know God's voice? God, we need to hear from you. We need a word from you, mighty God. We need you to come and speak so that our troubled mind can be renewed.
Yes.
How do we learn the shepherd's voice? Number one, I want to suggest to you that we learn the shepherd's voice through his word. His voice never contradicts his written word.
No.
His voice aligns, illuminates, and apply the written word.
Yes.
That's what his voice does. It applies the written word to our lives and our situation. If a leader or a leading that you have contradicts scripture, it is not from God.
No.
If you get a word and it contradicts scripture, it's not from God. We learn the shepherd voice not only through his word, but we learn it through the peace of his spirit. The Holy Spirit often speaks with a convicting yet settled peace.
Yes.
A witness in our spirit that brings clarity, not confusion.
No.
Colossians 3 verse 15 tells us, let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts.
Right.
Since as members of one body, you were called to peace and be thankful. The peace of God that surpasses all understanding. Yeah. You're following God's voice and not supposed to be following it and fretting, because it gives a peace over your soul, not only through his word, not through the peace of his spirit, but we also learn the shepherd's voice through the counsel of mature believers. The word of God tells us that we must not forsake the assembling of ourselves together with one another. In In the multitude of counsel, there is wisdom. When you join
Wisdom.
together with God's people, you can be edified. You can be mutified. You don't have to remain malnourished, but you can get something in the spirit that God would have dropped into somebody's spirit that is in the body that is used to build you up.
Yes.
Maybe your gift is just is just confined to what the foot would do, but you need to understand what the hand is doing. You need to understand what the eye is doing. You need to understand what the head is doing. And so when you are among mature believers, sometimes that's where your breakthrough lies. That's where the prophecy that will move you forward lies. So even though Eli, with all his flaws, is finally pointing Samuel to the truth, God uses spiritual community to conform and clarify what he is saying. God uses spiritual community to confirm what he's saying and what he wants to do in our lives. We must become students of the voice which we hear. Amen. So Samuel first acknowledged that it is the Lord's. Then second, assume the discipline of a servant, a heart of humility. Notice Samuel prescribed response. He said, "Your servant is listening." He did not say, "Speak, Lord, your advisor is listening." Or he didn't say, "He's ready to negotiate." Nor did he say, "Your critic is listening," as if he was ready to debate with what God is doing. Not even did he say, "Your partner, your buddy is listening," which implies equality. You know, in the course of this week, I was speaking to the Lord and I was laying some stuff before him. I was laying it on the altar. And when the Lord would have spoken to me, he'd have said, these words come into my spirit that sometimes we need to go before the Lord with no ulterior motives, just to lay it all before him so that he can be God in your life. Many a times, people of God, we go to God with a concept of bargaining, as if we're saying that we are giving you this if you do that. As if we're saying that we're exchanging this for this. We are, you know, as if we don't understand who God is. Who are we to go and make a bargain with Almighty God when he's the one that has created us out of nothing? He has formed us. And even while we were yet sinners, he died on the cross for us to give us life so that we can live in excellency. God knows all our needs before we even take it to him. So sometimes we need to just relax and let God be God. Amen. Yes, so
Amen. Praise God.
the discipline that we're talking about is one of humble receptiveness. Hearing from God begins with the surrender of our agenda at the door of his presence. So before you even go into his presence, lay whatever heaviness you carry, lay it at the door. It is the willingness to receive a message we did not craft, to obey a command we might not have chosen, to choose a path we did not fully understand or fully see coming. This humility disarms us. It makes us teachable. It strips us of all our pride and everything that we would hold so dear. It strips us of everything that would cause any stumbling block in our life and make us teachable. It prepares us for the hard word Samuel would receive later. The odd word that you would have received from the Lord, it prepares Samuel for that time. Hallelujah. A servant's heart is a pliable heart, one that is ready for both blessing and burden. Hallelujah. So it's not every time you get a word from the Lord, it's going to be a word that is easy to digest for those that are here that you're going to present that word to. Sometimes it's going to be a hard word. So you have to be disciplined enough to understand the voice of God so you can know what the God is saying in the season that that person is in. It's not nothing to sugarcoat it and let it sound pretty and all fangles and all dangles. But it's a word sometimes that is going to bring you to your knees. A word sometimes that's going to let you know that you have not yet attained, but you are fallen. A word that will let you know that you're caught in the balance and you need to come up higher. A word to let you know that you need to straighten the things that remain. A word to let you know that you need, hallelujah, you need to present your all at the altar of sacrifice. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. A word that that is saying, be still in his presence. The practice of closeness. Be still in his presence. So the text would meticulously would state that Samuel was laying down in the temple of the Lord, at the very place where the ark of God was, God's very presence. He was positioned in the place of God's manifest presence. He was already there when the call came. His physical stillness mirrored a spiritual availability. Hallelujah. We cannot hear a whisper if we are never in the room where the whisper is spoken. We must intentionally place ourselves in God's presence. That's where Samuel intentionally placed himself, in the presence of God, right where the Ark of the Covenant was, right where the very presence of God was. He did not understand what he's doing, but he knew that he had a calling on his life. He did not understand what his mother pledged to the Lord when his mother would have said, Lord God, if you bless me with a son, I'm going to offer him to you all the days of his life. He did not understand when Anna was in the temple and Eli said to her, lady, you're drinking too much rum. You need to stay sober. But Anna said, I am not drunken, but I have a need. I want God to do something for me. I have a longing in my spirit. Eli did not understand. But one year after, when the baby Samuel was weaned and Anna take him to the temple and present him to Eli to be used by God in the temple, maybe Samuel must have been saying, imagine I only get to see my mother maybe once a year when she come up to the temple with a robe to put on me. And I get to understand that that's my mother. But he understand that he now is dwelling in the temple of God and he has a duty to perform. Hallelujah. So as he was there, when he did not understand something, he went to the priest. He went to Eli. I said, I hear my name being called, and I'm coming here to you, see if you're the one that is calling my name. And Eli said, no, it's not I. And he went back to sleep again, and he rushed back to Eli and said, hear my name a second time. It is you that has called me. I am convinced it is you. But Eli said, no, it's not me. Go back and lay down again. Don't change your posture. Go back beside the Ark of the Covenant. Go back beside God, because he's calling your name. He's calling your name tonight.
Amen.
He said, when you
Amen.
Hear him call your name another time,
Amen.
Say, speak, Lord. Your
yes.
servant hears.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Bless
Hallelujah. So
Hallelujah.
His physical Stillness mirrors a spiritual availability. He could have gotten up from that place and don't go back there to lay down, but he
That's
went
right.
there because that is where his name is calling.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So we must
Hallelujah.
intentionally place ourselves in God's presence. How do we place ourselves in God's presence? You may ask, you may say, preacher man, how do I place myself in God's presence? I want to suggest to you three ways we can place ourselves in God's presence through prayer. Not just presenting our requests, but practicing attentive listening.
Amen. Praise God.
Attentive listening. We have an attitude, or an habit, I should say, as people of God, that when we approach the throne of grace, we tend to want to lay out all our needs before God. The Bible says, cast our cares upon him because he careth. But sometimes
Jesus,
we have to just go and just let God speak into our spirit.
Amen. Praise God.
As I was going through a period this season, I would have realized what God would have been doing. You know, when I say God, I'm taking myself away from my senses.
Mm-mm.
I'm taking myself from the presence of my senses, because I realize that my senses, if I depend on it, it's going to lead me to destruction. Lord God, I want to rid myself of everything that I can smell with my natural nose. I want to rid myself of anything that I can intake with my natural mouth. I want to rid myself of anything that I can see with my natural eyes. I want to rid myself of anything that I can hear with my natural ears. I want to empty myself, Lord God, so that you can vacuum me out and clean me out, that you can remove every impediment and any particle that remains, and you can come and fill me with your divine spirit. You can give me a newness. I need a spirit. Spiritual reset. I
yes,
don't know
Lord.
How many of you tonight
Jesus.
That will say, God, I need a spiritual reset. I need you to hit the delete button. I need you to reconform me to the transformation spirit that I know that worketh only in you, mighty God.
Hallelujah.
I need you, mighty God, to remove every virus from my system.
Hallelujah.
Clear my computer, mighty
Jesus.
God, of every pop-up that would come
Jesus.
Up, mighty God.
Hallelujah.
Rid me of every pop-up, every
mighty
little sin
God.
That so easily beset me.
Jesus.
Mighty
yes.
God, I
Jesus.
See some pop-up on my screen.
Jesus.
Some memories keep coming back now and then. But mighty God, I need
Rid
a fresh operating system in
Hallelujah.
This season. A new operating system.
Hallelujah.
I need a upgrade, mighty God.
Hallelujah.
I realize that the operating system that I had yesterday is not carrying me forward into my tomorrow. I need something different. It is full with corruption and viruses. And I need a cleansing.
Jesus, hallelujah.
I need you to hit
hallelujah.
That reset button.
Yes.
Format my hard drive, mighty God.
Yes,
the hard drive that I'm using now, format it.
The
Let nothing remain,
Jesus.
Mighty God.
Hallelujah.
Sweep it off all impurities. Reset me, Jesus.
Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Reset me, mighty God. Hit that reset button. Reset my lungs. Reset my heart. Reset my kidney. Let it be like when I was formed in my mother's womb, spotless, without any brokenness, without any sickness, without any lack of anything. But let it be reformed. Let it
yes,
be rekindled. Let it
Please.
Burn within, mighty God. The spirit of Almighty God.
Yes.
Fall afresh upon
mighty
me.
God. Thank you, Jesus.
I want to reset in
yes,
this
Lord.
Season.
Reset
I want my life
God.
To be reset. I
Hallelujah.
Need to rid myself of every sinner that so easily beset me. Looking
yes.
onward unto God, the author and the finisher of my faith, who for
mighty
the joy
God.
That was set before him,
go
on the cross, despise the shame, and is now set down, and the right hand of God,
my
the
God.
Father, he still make intercession.
Yes, Lord. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Bless the name of Jesus.
Jesus, 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 reset me, Lord.
Mighty
Reset us
God.
this evening, mighty God. Hit that
Thank you,
reset
Lord.
button, creating us a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within us. Cast us not from thy presence, O God. Restore unto us, Lord, the joy of thy salvation. Renew a right spirit within us, Lord. Hallelujah. So we must be. How do we find ourselves in the presence of God through prayer? And number two, through worship. Shifting our focus from the noise to His majesty. Come out from among them. Be ye separate. Touch not the unclean things of darkness. I have called you out of darkness into marvelous light. Look not back, but look forward. Forward ever, backward never. Worship the King of Kings. Praise Him in the midst of everything. Though everything around you seem dark and dreary, praise Him none the same.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise
Meditating
God.
On scripture is the third point. Meditating on scripture. Let the word of God dwell in us richly. That will create a frequency on which His voice resonates. A frequency when the word of God dwells with us richly. God often speaks in the stillness, not in the storm. In the night watches, not in the noise of the day. Our night may be a season of confusion, griefs, waiting, or simply the quiet we carved out before dawn. It is often the darkness where our human vision fail that our spiritual hearing becomes acute. Our spiritual hearing becomes so sensitive in the darkness. When Samuel finally assumed the right posture, "Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening," everything changed. Hallelujah. God spoke a word that launched Samuel's prophetic ministry and shaped a nation's history. The boy who listened in the night became the man to whom all Israel turned. The call tonight is not first to hear a specific word, but to assume a specific posture. Are you running to human voices, mistaking them for divine? Come and lay down.
Mighty God.
Are you approaching God with the pride of an advisor?
Jesus.
Come as a servant.
Jesus.
Are you filling every moment with noise? Come and be still and know that He's God. Position yourself near the ark of His presence.
Hallelujah.
The word of God said, "For the lamp of God has not yet gone out."
Hallelujah.
And in the holy stillness, He is still calling names. The only question is, when He called your name, when He called your name, will you know His voice? Will you be ready for the posture of humble stillness to answer? Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. Let this be the prayer that shapes our night and announces our dawn. Third point is the desire. God longs to speak. The desire. The Lord came and stood there calling us at the other time, "Samuel, Samuel." Then Samuel said, "Speak, for your servant is listening." Samuel was sent back to the stillness, having received Eli's instruction. Now the sacred moment arrives. The scripture tells us, the Lord came and stood there calling as at other times, "Samuel, Samuel." This is a real breathtaking detail. The Lord does not merely call from a distance. He comes and He stands. He draws near The invisible God manifests his presence in a tangible, personal way to this young boy. And he calls again with the same patience, persisting love. Samuel, Samuel. At this time, Samuel knows the voice. He has been schooled in discernment, humbled unto servanthood, and positioned in stillness. He responds with the word that changes everything. Speak, for your servant is listening. Here, removed from a posture of listening to the stunning promise that makes it possible. Our God is a God who longs to speak. He is not silent. He is not a distant deity. He is a communicative, he's a communicative, rational father. So he calls again. He's a God of second chances, amen. He's a God that is persistent. He's a God that that is familiar with our weaknesses. He's a God that knows our mind and he knows how we think. Amen. So the call was persistent. Notice God called Samuel four times. He didn't call once and move on when Samuel got it wrong. He called again and again. You may have been fallen, but God is about to raise you up. God is about to lift you up. He initiated until the connection was made. So he tried again and again until he gets your attention. How many of you know that God is trying to get your attention? How many of you know that God is trying to connect to you? Hallelujah. This is the heartbeat of God's character. He would leave the 99 and come searching for the one that was lost. He would come and find you at the place of your very need. Not only will he take you out of the fire, but he will stand in the fire with you. Not only will he prevent you from going into the lion's den, but he will go in there with you and lock the mouth of the lions.
Amen.
He would make your enemy be a public disgrace.
Yeah.
He would stand with you going through the fight, through the fire, through everything. He would stand with you to let the enemy shattered and know that God is God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You would have hung on that cross. You would have hung on that cross for you and for me when he could have called 10,000 angels to take him down. But he stood on that cross, hung by the love that he have for us, and to make the enemy be a public disgrace. So this is the heartbeat of God's character.
Yeah.
He calls us through the conscience, the inner nudging towards right and the way and away from wrong. True curse, he calls us through circumstances, closing and opening doors, often in ways that get our attention. He calls us through his community, the timely word of a friend, or a sermon that feels meant for you. And he calls us through his creation, the awe that whispers of a maker. When you look at the creation, we know that there must be a maker. When we look and see how God would have spoken to us through his creation, we know that he exists somewhere. Amen. And he calls us through the deep hunger of our soul. God-shaped vacuum. Nothing else can fill when our soul is hunger for the God of our salvation. His persistence is a promise of his patience. He is not frustrated by our slowness to hear. He is committed to our awakening. Hallelujah. Our faith rests on the foundation of a God who speaks. He's not muted. He speaks creation into being. Hallelujah. He speaks a word, light bursts from darkness. order from chaos, a chaotic situation. When he speaks to it, light, comfort. He speaks through prophets and poets, through laws and lament, giving us a written word that is living and active. Word of God is powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow. Is a discerner of the thoughts and the very intention of our heart. He speaks ultimately and definitely through his son, Jesus Christ. The word became flesh and dwelt among us. We were able to angle him. We saw him as he is. We didn't just hear a message. We saw the messenger. Hallelujah. We behold God's heart, character, and will. And will in a human form of Jesus Christ. No wonder why the writer to the Hebrew would have declared that in the past God spoke to us, to our ancestors, through the prophet at many times and in various ways. But in these last days, he has spoken to us through his son, Jesus Christ. Jesus is God's final, perfect, complete word. In him, God has said everything necessary for our salvation and the foundation of our faith. We don't need no further argument. We don't need no other plea. It is enough that Jesus died for us, and that is life, alive and well, even now. Amen. So the personal nature of his voice today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So if God has spoken finally in Jesus, my question to you is, does he still speak? Lord, we need to hear from you. Absolutely. But we must understand how God does not give new revelation. Hear this, people of God. He does not give new revelation that contradicts or had to the completed testimony of scripture concerning Christ and his salvation. The canon, which is the word of God, the 66 books, it is closed. No new revelation, nothing new coming. We need to read the word of God to get the voice of God from it. But he has fresh illumination, though there is no new revelation, but there is fresh illumination. He's able to illuminate our minds and give us application. Amen. He takes the eternal finished word and makes it personal. That's where illumination comes in, when the word is made personal into us. The word of God is not written in there that I'm going to marry to Sister Ava. But illumination will say that, it point me our direction and say, that's a woman of God. She has godly connection, so I'm going to marry to her. So that's illumination and application of that illumination. It's not a new revelation because it's not written in the word, but God is able to apply the word to us by the Spirit of Jesus, the Holy Spirit that is alive and well within us. So he takes the eternal finished word and make it personal. It is the scripture that jumps off the page with sudden personal reliance in our morning reading, relevance in our morning reading. Amen. It is the quiet conviction of the Spirit applying a general command to a specific situation in your life. When you come upon some obstacles and some hurdles, it is the Spirit in you. Amen. That would bring a quiet conviction of this, of the Holy Spirit, and apply the word of God to your life. And you'd have divine nudging. You'd have some divine nudging, a call maybe from a friend or a call from a pastor, somebody, and get you back in line with him. Right. That's the voice of God. That's what we need to be hearing. That's what we need to refresh our minds with. That's what is going to give us. Take Amen. Us to the next level. Is not we hiding in isolation and fearing everything, because the word God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love. He has given us a power and a sound mind. It is the comfort that washes over you in prayer, a peace that passeth all understanding, speaking
Yes.
directly to your fear and to your grief.
Yes.
This is God coming and standing beside you. Hallelujah. It is him that is coming and standing beside you. He longed to take the truth of his son and make it walk with you in your home, your workplace, your loneliness, and to give you joy unspeakable and full of his glory.
Yes.
Your name in the night means a lot. Your name calling when you're going through your dark season mean a lot. Your name calling when you're going through struggles, when you're going through trials and tribulation. When your name call, it makes a difference, because you know that there is a friend that is sticking closer than a brother that is coming through for you. When you're in a crowd in the chaotic world that we're living in and you hear your name call, you know that there is a friend beside you and his name is Jesus. When you hear your name call, you know that something is about to change. Amen, amen. Something is about to break loose. When he called blind Bartholomew, he said, come, let him come. He threw away his beggar's garment because he knows he's not going back to that lifestyle again. When Jesus calls you, you will never be the same again. You can throw away the beggar's garment. You can throw away every sin that easily beset you. You can throw it all away. You can throw away that concubinage relationship that you're in, because Jesus is going to fix it for you even now.
Thank
Jesus
you,
is going to come through for you. He takes
Hallelujah.
The gloom and he filled the darkness. He give me light when I
yes.
had but darkness. My Jesus is coming through again for me. I am throwing away the biggest garment. I am throwing away the bitter cup, because
Amen.
I know that my God is going to come through for me. I know my name is calling somewhere. I know
Amen.
My God is calling my name, and
Amen.
I'm going to answer, because I know that I'm going up to see the King.
Yeah, come on.
Hallelujah. When
Amen.
I meet with the King, all things are different. I want that to be the cry of your heart tonight. When you hear the shepherd calling your name, be not afraid, be not dismayed. He is your God. He has not
yes.
called you to harm you, but to give you a hope and an expected
yes.
end.
Amen.
Your name
Hallelujah.
In the dark. The glorious promise of Samuel 1:3 rather, verse 10, is not just that God spoke to Samuel. It is that he wanted to. God wanted to speak to Samuel. He initiated the setting. He persisted and he draw near. And it's the same way he's doing for you and I tonight. He want to speak to you.
Yeah,
and he's initiating that speech.
Lord.
He is persistent in doing so, and he's drawing near. He is doing the same. Hallelujah. He does not broadcast a genetic message to the masses. A word, he sends a rhema word,
oh,
a one that is coined for you and for me. A one that is specific for the situation that we are going through. Is not some genetic message that is meant for the whole world, but something personal for you and for me, that he can whisper sweet peace in my ears when I'm going through some things, when I'm going through hell and high waters. He can whisper sweet peace in that situation. He seeks a personal conversation with you and me. Something personal, a one-on-one. Who want a one-on-one conversation with God tonight?
Hallelujah.
Sometimes your message is not wrapped up in a word that is suited for the massive, but a word that is singled out for you, because only you know what you're going through, and it's only Christ that can stand on the rock and set you on the rock with him.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Sometimes it's good to get a word for the massive.
Mm-hmm.
But most times, we need a rhema word, a word that addresses us, a word that calls us higher, a word that calls us closer, a word that calls us to hear from the Master's voice, a word that gives us direction, a word that places a burden on our heart, a word that lets us take heed to the word of God, a word that lets us live in discipline, a word that keeps us under subjection. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Personal word. You may feel that you have missed his call before. You may feel that God has called you and you have missed the call. You may have run away to the wrong voices. You may have been tricked. You may have been conned. But take heart from Samuel's story. God calls again.
Hallelujah.
God calls again.
Yes,
and Samuel was finally ready. Speak, your servant is listening. This course of history has changed. We might, hallelujah, what might he want to say to us rather? A word of comfort, a word that calls us to repentance, a direction for service, a reaffirmation of his love. Assume the posture this evening.
Mighty God.
Believe the promise in the stillness. Answer as Samuel did. For God who spoke the universe into existence, who spoke salvation through his son, longs to speak a word of life specifically and lovingly to you. Speak, Lord. Jeez. Your servant is listening. Let this not be just a prayer, but our needy and ready, expectant heart for the one who calls is standing near. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My fourth point, and I'm coming down. The dialogue. How we hear from God today. Number one, through his word again, the Bible is God's primary microphone. If you want to hear from God, open scripture, read it expectantly, study it carefully, pray it back and pray it back to him. We hear from him through prayer, again, not just talking, but listening, creating margins of silence in your day, waiting on him. Be still and know that he is God. And we hear from him through his people. God often uses mature believers, pastors, and faithful friends to speak his truth into our lives. Like Eli helped Samuel, we need a community to help us discern God's voice through his peace. Colossians 3:15 tells us to let the peace of Christ rule. Make it be an umpire in our hearts. That inner witness of the Spirit often guides us through circumstances and creation. God can use anything to get our attention. Sometimes the death of a loved one, or extreme he can get, loss of our job, hunger. He used accidents, anything to get your attention. Amen. There are certain times that he wants to speak and we keep blocking him out. If we are asking, Lord, we need to hear from you. We should also ask God, what is drowning you out? Why can't I hear from you? I long to hear from you. Why can't I hear from you? I want to suggest to you that some of the common obstacles that confuses the pathway of righteousness is unconfessed sin. Not because God is powerless, but because sin hardens the heart. He said, my hand is not short, that I cannot bless, nor my ears deaf, that I cannot hear, but your sin has separated me from you. So we need to clear up that sin, that unconfessed sin, confess it. The constant noise, that's one of the things that drowning out the spirit of God from us. The constant noise, the endless scrolling on your phone, the non-stop entertainment, watching one and two shows behind the other on the television, When you're ready to pray, you're so tired and so broken down. You just go straight to sleep because the TV, the shows on the TV weigh you down and cause you not to hear the voice of God. The constant scrolling. How many times for the day you'd have gone scrolling through the same book? Expect to see your face. Amen. The Facebook scrolling, this Twitter and all of that, that drown out the voice of God, that you are so tired. When you do lie down and decide, say, yes, you're going to spend some time, you're so tired and drawn down, you just go straight to sleep. When you wake up, sometimes you wake up with the Bible on your chest because you don't even get to read that scripture because you have drowned in him out by those the constant noise. The other thing that drowns out the Spirit of God is the refusal to obey. We keep asking for further guidance while ignoring the last thing God made clear to you. You want further guidance and you have not completed the task already that God has given you to do. And you still want further guidance. You're not going to get further guidance until you finish that task. Go back to where you started. Go back to Calvary. Go back to where it first begun and take up the mantle from there again. Wounds and fears has blocked out the voice of God from your life as well. The wounds that you have succumbed to and the fears that you have allowed to take over your life. Pain can make us interpret God's truth, trauma rather than truth. So you think you're going through a traumatic situation because you're a wounded soldier, but get up and dust it off. God is able to fix you up and put back the broken pieces back together again. He's a bridge over troubled water. He can make the crooked part straight. He can make you strong in moments of weakness. He can make you to see when you're blinded by your circumstances and situation. He can make you to be a man that and a woman that he wants you to be. Amen. So sometimes the next step is not more information, but it's simple repentance, stillness, and obedience. So the next step is not more information they need. It's just repentance, stillness, and obedience. If your heart is saying we need to hear from God, make it practical. Set aside time for quietness, not as luxury, but as obedience. Open the Bible with reverence. Pray. Prayer, pray, prayer, anything. Just pray without ceasing. Seek wise, godly counsel. Test what you believe you are hearing by the scripture, by the fruit that it produced. Amen. Obey the next clear step. You know, when God speaks, obey it. In conclusion, the voice that changes everything, as I conclude. When Samuel finally heard and responded, God gave him a message that could shape his life and an entire nation. Hearing from God changes everything. Hearing from God changes everything. Maybe tonight you feel like you are in a spiritual fog. The lamp seems dim. God's voice feel weird. I invite you to do what Samuel did. Position yourself. Pray the prayer and prepare to obey. We need to hear from your Lord because your voice brings clarity in our confusion. Your voice brings comfort in our pain. Your voice brings correction to our wandering. Your voice calls us by name and tells us who we are. The God who calls Samuel in the night is the God, is the one who is calling you today.
Thank you, Jesus.
Not because you have it all together, but because he wants to be with you.
Thank you.
He is speaking. The question is, are we listening?
Jesus.
Word of God tells us that, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I'll come in and sup with him. Same word of God tells us that if I call and you do not answer, I stretch out my hands and you do nothing. Word of God tells us that I will laugh when you're at your calamities.
Mm-hmm.
I will laugh at you to scorn when your evil day come upon you because I call and you did not answer. How will you respond to him tonight? Will you position yourself where you can hear from him? Or will you distance yourself further where you're out in the dark, not hearing the voice of Almighty God? Let us pray. Father, in a noisy world, we quiet our hearts before you.
Yes, Lord.
We confess our need.
Mm-hmm.
We need your voice above all others.
Yes, Lord.
Teach us to listen, mighty God. Give us discernment.
Mighty God.
Give us courage to obey what we hear. Speak, Lord, for your servants are listening.
Jesus.
In Jesus' name, the living word.
Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Hi.
Amen. God bless you. God keep you.
Jesus.
God make his face to shine upon you and give you peace. The Almighty God is speaking. How will we respond?
Mighty God.
Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. I now turn over to Sister Camille.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, people
Hallelujah.
Of God. Can we bless the name of Jesus? Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Bless Hallelujah. The Lord. The presence of the Lord is here. And as the man of God would have shared a word tonight, my God, we need a word from God. Is there anybody on the platform that needs a word from God? God tonight. Hallelujah. I need a word from God tonight. And we were reminded of some key details, some things that we need to do to align the posture of our hearts that we may hear the word from God. Deacon Scott would have shared tonight. He would have shared a powerful word. The word which says the silence that we experience, my God, teaches us to seek God rather than seek after solutions. Mighty God, hallelujah. He reminds us of the four stages that would have happened if, from the scripture with Samuel. He talked about the drought when the word of God is rare. Amen. Some of us, we go through our drought when we want to hear a word from God, but all we hear is silence. My God. But he says in that time, we should seek after the Lord, mighty God, instead of seek after solutions. He talk about the discipline of our posture, the discipline of discernment. We need to discern the voice of Almighty God. He says our hearts should be pliable, that God may mold us, my God, and fashion us in the way that he should. Hallelujah. He says sometimes we get a word from God and it's not so easy to digest. My God. And I when I heard, I said, my God, I can relate to this. Sometimes the word that we hear is not the word that we want to hear. I know the word when we want to hear, me hear. And it puts me at a place, you know, it's hard to digest. Mighty God. But we need to place ourselves in the presence of the Lord in prayer. And not just in prayer, but we need to be attentive while we listen to the voice of God. Some of us, anybody need an upgrade tonight? Anybody need a reset tonight? My God, we were reminded when we cry out to the Lord to say we need an upgrade. We need a reset. My God. Deacon Scott reminded us that God often speaks in stillness, not in the storm. But we're reminded to say what? Speak, Lord. Your servant is listening. Mighty God. He says, how are we approaching God tonight? Are we approaching him as an advisor? Are we approaching him in noise? Hallelujah. We were reminded to approach him in stillness. My God, as a servant listening, just like Samuel, speak, Lord, thy servant is listening. He talk about the desire. Hallelujah. He said, don't just let this be a prayer. He talk about the dialogue. My God, the four D's coming down. Number four, the dialogue. He said, what is drowning out the voice of God? There's so many things he would have mentioned. And it's time for us tonight, as people of God, to look into ourselves, to examine our hearts, to examine our minds, to examine our deeds, our tendencies, and see what are the things that we need to put away, that are the posture of our hearts may become aligned with what God has for us. We need to hear a word from God tonight. And in order for us to do so, we need to align ourselves. Hallelujah, that we may hear, become still, hallelujah, that we may hear the voice of God. Because guess what? Hearing the voice of God changes everything. It changes everything. He said, God is speaking. Hallelujah. Are we listening? God is speaking tonight. Are we listening? Mighty God, what a word tonight. A word to our very cores, a word that should inspire us to examine ourselves, hallelujah, that we may repent, hallelujah, and come in alignment with what God is doing this season, hallelujah. God bless you, Deacon. God bless you, servant of the Most High God. God bless you, man of God, hallelujah. Thank you for sharing that word with us tonight, for reminding us of the different things we need to do to get in alignment, that we can hear the word from God, to be able to know the voice of God. God bless you for such a word. Hallelujah. Can we just shout hallelujah on the platform? Hallelujah. Can we shout hallelujah? Mighty God, let us shout
hallelujah.
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 Glory
to God.
Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. And as we are getting ready to close, we're going to lift up the man of God before the Lord. Hallelujah. The vessel of God. We're going to lift him up and place him. Hallelujah. The foot of the cross, that the Lord will replenish him. And I'm going to invite each of us to just join me. Just join me. Let us all pray. He came and he fed us tonight, with a word from God. Let us lift him up. Let us lift up his family before the Lord and cover him under the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let us all join in and pray in Jesus' name. Father God, we honor you tonight. Lord, we glorify your name. We thank you, divine God, for your word which came to us, Lord God. Hallelujah, that if we need a word from you, then we have a part to play. Then, God Almighty, we should, hallelujah, examine ourselves, search our hearts, make sure that the posture is right. I pray, God, that as your word was released on the platform, God Almighty, it will, God Almighty, go straight to the heart of
making
root, Almighty. God, hallelujah, as we prepare I pray that you will expand his territory. I pray that you will broaden his horizon in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray, God Almighty, that you will lift him up to new heights in you. I pray that you will over him tonight under the blood of Jesus Christ. Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord for each of you, people of God. We thank you for joining us tonight. Thank you so much to Sister Radian, who led us into our devotional exercise, set the pace for the word. Amen. We bless the Lord for you, Sister Radian. May you continue to open up yourself, and that the Lord will continue to fill you up and use you for his glory. May you grow from strength to strength. We bless the Lord for you, Deacon Scott. The ministry is grateful to have you with us operating, my God, as in leadership position. We bless the Lord for that word. Tonight we pray, Deacon, we encourage you to continue to open up yourselves, to open up yourself, so that the Lord will continue to pour into you as you continue to go from strength to strength and to use you for his glory. God bless you, Deacon. God bless you, Sister Radian. God bless you. God bless you, people of God. As we get ready to close tonight, I just want to extend an invitation to the platform tonight, to somebody who is unsaved. Hallelujah. The word came and God is speaking to you tonight. Are you listening? Will you open up your heart and accept him? Will you allow him to come in? Will you say, yes, Lord, I am ready to serve you. Yes, Lord, your servant heareth and is ready to walk in obedience like Samuel did. Are you ready to surrender your life to the Lord? Mighty God, is there an unsaved tonight that will say, yes, Lord, I am ready. I'm ready to commit to you. I don't know how it's going to go. Me not know God. Me not understand it, Jesus, but I am ready tonight. Is there such a one on the platform tonight? Let us know. Indicate to us in the chat. Indicate to us by unmuting and speaking. Indicate to us in the form of a text message. However you see fit, we are here. We are waiting. We want, hallelujah, to pray with you. We want to provide some support for you that you may grow. Are you willing? Will you turn the Holy Spirit away tonight as he come knocking at the doors of your heart? Are you willing to accept the Lord? Hallelujah. Are you able, hallelujah, willing and able to say, yes, Lord, is there such a one? Mighty God, you don't have to understand it. It doesn't even have to make sense. You just need to walk in obedience. my God, and say, yes, Lord, I'm willing. All he needs is that willingness. Is there such a one tonight? Let us know, mighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We continue to pray. We continue to pray. We're going to have persons who will surrender. Amen. We are committed to praying for you until you have accepted in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise God. Is there a testimony tonight? A quick testimony in Jesus' name. Anybody wants to share of the goodness of Almighty God? Hallelujah. God has been working. Is there one who will testify? Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. We continue to pray. Amen. And remember, when God has answered our prayer, let us remember to come and share. Let us testify. Amen. Let us give credit to God. Amen. Acknowledging Him for His goodness and how He showed up in our lives. Amen. Praise God. We continue to look to the Lord. Hallelujah. Whose mercies are new every morning and endless before us. Praise God. As we get ready to go tonight, is there any final remarks from any of the leaders as I close off and do the benediction? Any remarks? Anything? All right. I take it that we're all good. Bless the Lord. Thank you so much again for joining us. Let me just do the benediction in Jesus' name. The Lord bless you tonight and keep each of you. The Lord makes his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you and grant you peace. Shalom. God bless you tonight, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us here at Prayer Portal. We are happy
Bless
to
you,
have
Lord.
you. I see some unfamiliar names. That's the Galaxy Tab A 8.0. It's good to have you with us. Brother Romaine, God bless you. Good to have you. Sister Lyria, Sister Plummer, it's been a minute. God bless you. Good to have you with us. Samson SM A055M. God bless you. Good to have you. Sister Kadeen. God bless you. Good to have you. Just unmute and greet somebody as we go tonight
Amen.
in Jesus' name. God bless
Amen.
you.
Bless
God
the
bless
Lord.
your
Bless the
word,
Lord,
man.
people of
God
God.
bless everyone
Hallelujah.
here.
Yes. Sister
God bless
Lyria, God
us
bless
all.
you.
God bless
God
you, Lord.
bless
Bless
you.
you.
Sister
You too.
Candicia.
Amen.
Praise God.
Bless the
Bless
Lord.
you,
Bless
Sister Nicolene.
Nicolene.
Great night.
Brother
Good
Nigel,
night,
bless
everyone.
God.
Have a blessed
Bless
night.
the Lord.
Lord.
Good
Bless
to
you as
have
well,
you,
Sister
Sister Radiant.
Radiant.
Sister Radiant.
Yes.
God
Amen.
bless you,
Sister
Sister
Radiant.
Radiant.
God bless you.
Yes, very
Amen.
early.
Amen.
You would win the prize of
Amen,
being the
Sister
first one online.
Kadeen.
Sister Radiant's mommy. God bless you.
Yes, God bless
Amen.
her.
Praise
Bless
God.
the Lord.
Brother
Bless the
Nigel,
Lord.
bless up
Brother
yourself in the man
Romaine.
of God.
Bless
Bless
God.
up yourself,
Bless you,
man.
Sister
Blessings,
Kadeen.
Brother
Bless you, Sister
Nigel. Bless
Candisa.
you,
Bless
Sister
Lord.
Eva.
Bless
Bless
God,
God.
Sister
Nadine. God
Bright.
bless you,
God
Sister
bless
Leah.
you. Amen.
Sister
Sister Lyria.
Leah. Bless you.
Bless the Lord.
Sister
Bless
Dee
the Lord.
Bright.
Camila. God
Sister
bless Sister
Camila.
Edwards.
Sister
Sister Camila,
Tamaya.
bless God.
Brother
Ella Edwards, bless
Nadine. Thank you
God.
for the
God
word.
bless you,
God
everybody.
bless
Bless the
you,
Lord.
Nadine. God
Bless the
bless the Lord
Lord.
at
Bless the
work.
Lord.
God bless
Sister
you.
Camila, bless
Beautiful
the Lord.
word.
All
All right.
right.
Have a
Amen.
good night,
Galaxy Tab,
everybody.
bless
Great
God.
night.
Bless the
Good
Lord.
night.
Amen.